Round 1, Calzone 1. Well, here we are today at the house of Meredith Calzone. She just bought this house the other day. I wonder when she'll be coming. Oh, here's her taxi now. Hey, Meredith. Meredith ignores Brent and goes straight to the telephone to ask herself, what's this? Hey, Meredith, you're a sim. Why do sims do this? It's got to be the weirdest interaction out there. Why do you autonomously ask what something is every time I buy something for y'all? Do you not know what a telephone is? I don't know. I guess that's just the way Maxis made me. I kind of like looking at random things, though. Suit yourself. Ooh, look. Here comes the welcome wagon. Go greet everyone, Meredith. Look at all your new friends, Mary. Uh-oh, there aren't any of my custom townies here. I hope that shrub works. All the neighborhood sims are married, and since you need a spouse, especially since you're a family sim. And I'm pretty sure it does work. I saw an article about some magic shrub in the newspaper. Maybe I'll see some townies around here soon. And here's Mary's first acquaintance in her new neighborhood, Claire Huxtable. Uh-oh, the police are here. Wait, that's a good thing. Meet your new puppy, Sammy. Aw, he's so cute. I guess he'll just have to do until I can get a family started. I want to keep him forever. I just wish he wasn't such a doofus. You'll get over it. He's funny to watch him. Oh, look, it's baby Sammy. I just love the way they hop around and walk. Wow, look, you can see this puppy knows who Megan Ward is. She's a townie. I guess it did work after all. Whoa, you can read minds? Yeah, why? No reason. No reason at all. Aw, how cute. The bowl is bigger than he is. I know, I'm so glad that I got this little boy. Thanks for picking him out. No problem. Uh-oh, are you okay, Meredith? No, I really don't feel that well. I got a little food poisoning. A little food poisoning? You have no clue how long this is gonna last. What? Nothing. Uh-oh, there's the first attack. We'd better be getting you to bed. Oh no, that's not good. I really need someone to marry me for my aspiration or adopt a baby or something, but I'm sick and I can't go to work and can't make any money or have any time to talk or anything or anything. Mary. Chill down. You'll be fine. You still have $3,000. We can live on that until your disease is over. And no, you are not going to be a single parent with a pet. I hated toddler mania. I don't ever want another single parent again, ever. If I can help it. Okay, sure. I don't know what you just said, but sure. Look, it's Sammy's birthday. He's such a big boy now. Good boy, come be with Mommy while she's sick. Such a good dog. A new car. It took some money away while you're gone from work, but you got a lot of aspiration points from it. Sammy gets a bath, and Mary gets a bath. Ew, roaches! I saw Bud Wood do this while you were asleep. That jerk. Is he single? No. Look, this person doesn't live near me. Is he one of those towny things from the bush? Yep, this is Russell Fung. You guys have fun in the bathroom. By the way, that's a nice bathroom you have. Yeah, the toilet gets nasty every time you puke, so there's no point in cleaning it up until I'm better. Besides, the game won't let me. It won't let me clean the tub either. I'm just so sick. Well, get well soon. Sup, Russell. Not much. Sup with you, Brent? Nothing. You need to marry in somewhere so I can play you. Ew, why are you being so nasty? Shut up. What was that for? You made him leave. He doesn't know he's a sim. None of the townies do. They don't get the newspaper because they really don't live anywhere. He'll know if he marries you. What you doing? Just cleaning up for when you leave. I don't think that will be possible by the end of the day. Why not? And that concludes the first 7 days of the Calzone household. I only got 1 point for one sim in the game, Meredith. Maybe it would have worked a lot better if Mary hadn't gotten so sick. Oh well, See you next time.